and this chief steward, having thus received mercy and forgiveness at the hands of the king, went about his business, and finding one of his subordinate stewards who owed him a mere 100 denarii, he laid hold upon him and, taking him by the throat, said, "Pay me all you owe." And then did this fellow steward fall down before the chief steward and, beseeching him, said, "Only have patience with me, and I will presently be able to pay you." But the chief steward would not show mercy to his fellow steward, but rather had him cast in prison until he should pay his debt. When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were so distressed that they went and told their lord and master, the king. When the king heard of the doings of his chief steward, he called this ungrateful and unforgiving man before him and said, "You are a wicked and unworthy steward. When you sought for compassion, I freely forgave you your entire debt. Why did you not also show mercy to your fellow steward, even as I showed mercy to you?" And the king was so very angry that he delivered his ungrateful chief steward to the jailers that they might hold him until he had paid all that was due. And even so shall my heavenly Father show the more abundant mercy to those who freely show mercy to their fellows. How can you come to God asking consideration for your shortcomings when you are one to chastise your brethren for being guilty of these same human frailties? I say to all of you, freely you have received the good things of the kingdom, therefore freely give to your fellows on earth.